RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Final 90 minutes of Grant and Danny will take you up to 6:30 on the Fan. Linnell is in for Danny. You are locked in to G&D. Wizards basketball tonight as part of our live local program.
DC family, baby.
You love the DC family. I don't mean the Wizards. We all love the Wizards. Linnell does this thing where he just refuses to call them that, and he calls them the DC family. So every time I hear him on the radio and I'm in the car, I'll text him, hashtag DC family.
Well, now. You know
why do you do that?
It was their hashtag when they were good. So I'm kind
of
like.
Don't you agree that. This is actually an age difference, I guarantee it. The idea of the hashtag thing drives me crazy. Like, I hate it.
Really?
I don't use the word cringe because that's like a kid thing. Like, oh, that's so cringe. But whatever that means is how I feel about it. It is cringeworthy. When I hear. Natitude, DC family. You're never going to hear me say, like, HTTR or, like, HTTC. I'm just not – I'm a fan of the team. I want them to win. But I'm not going to do the hashtag thing. So to call them their name – like, I see people do this all the time on Twitter. It drives me it is – what is nails on a chalkboard but on Twitter?
Retweeting everything.
Okay, that's true. I was looking for, like, nails in your eyes or something.
Okay. Yeah,
because you have to see it. You don't hear it.
Right, okay, I get you.
Right? But for me, Twitter nails on a chalkboard is when people are like, I don't know why I'm using the Tampa Bay Lightning in this, but like the hashtag Go Bolts open up their homestand at 7:05 tonight. No. If you want to hashtag the team name, which is like 5 years ago, like Elon has pretty much ruined everything about the app, so it doesn't really help you anymore to hashtag the team name, but you would just say the Lightning, right? The hashtag Go Bolts or like, looking forward to hashtag HTTC and the hashtag America's team or whatever the Cowboys one is.
Yeah.
Like that is a, I think that's one of the most hurting things people do.
So you're not a hashtag guy.
Definitely not.
Every sports team has one too.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Yeah.
And I feel like
there was actually a time where there was a functionality to it.
Even when you type hashtags now, it like comes up and it'll put like a nice little logo next to it. Hashtag DC above all. With like
absolutely not.
That's another Wizards one.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, again, I'm not mad at the teams for doing it.
Raise hail? We're not a hashtag raise hail guy.
I am most certainly not a
hashtag
raise hail guy.
All caps. Are you out on?
No,
that?
He is.
There's no way you're out on all caps.
Here's the thing. Is it a hashtag?
Yes.
Then you'll never see me say it or use it.
Wow.
Like I've never once ever. I mean, watch. Someone will like search a tweet from like 3 years ago.
And find a hashtag.
I was probably like fired up after.
Let me be the guy to go find it. Actually, yeah.
Somebody's gonna
say,
"Oh
my god, I used
it
all caps."
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. But it's just not my thing. It's just not like I find it cringeworthy. I think it's terrible. But you love the all family. What is it? DC family?
All family.
Also,
good.
That's a bad hashtag. Can we also acknowledge that?
Kinda. Yeah.
Why? Like, it has nothing to do with basketball or the DC family means the Wizards? What does that even mean?
Like the fans are part of the DC family. It's
okay.
Like an inclusion hashtag.
Great. But that has nothing to do with basketball or the Wizards.
Yeah, it doesn't. They play in D.C. That's what.
True.
That's the only thing.
It excludes the two markets where their fans all come to the games from.
Well, yeah. Well, some fans.
The majority of the people in the stands are from Virginia and Maryland.
Yes, that's true. Let me know.
And the hashtag is DC family. Like, it's not DMV family. But also, I'm not trying to, DC is my home city, whatever. Like, I'm all in. I'm not trying to throw shade at DC. Again, where is a basketball mention? There's nothing about basketball in DC family. That makes no sense.
Even in the other one, DC above all.
Also makes no sense.
Doesn't.
Well, that's a Wizards hashtag?
That is. Darius, are you familiar with that one? DC above all?
I think that was, I want to say their current one is for the district, but DC above all was maybe like a couple years ago. Yes.
Yeah, that was like John Wall, Brad Beal era. For the district is tough. I like that one. Tough and a good one.
Are we realizing, though, there's a very sneaky, it's very subtle? District of Columbia themed. When the Wizards are Virginia's team, they're Maryland's team, they are also DC's team. We kind of got into this a little bit when they almost moved. Were they DC above all when they were trying to move to Virginia? I'm curious.
What was the name of the mayor? She was on one, man.
The name? You mean the mayor of DC?
No. I was talking about Louise Lucas. That's what I was talking about.
Oh,
who tweeted at me? Who tweeted at me? Yeah. A governor, I guess, or what? What is she?
If she runs her own Twitter account, I'll give you every penny in my pocket. Okay. I mean, if you think she's sitting there memeing everybody every time her name comes up, now maybe she is. I don't know, but she, I'm going to bet against that.
Yeah.
But yes, I wonder if they were DC family, as they were in Potomac Yard.
Probably not. Senator Louise Lucas,
right? I don't get it. Maybe it's that I feel excluded. I don't know. I want the hashtag. Like, at least HTTC has the commander's name in it.
Yeah.
Okay? What is the raise hail?
Yeah,
hail to the commanders, yeah, right?
I get it.
Cool. People walk around. I want one of those hats that just say hail on it.
By the way, I've been wondering this all show. Is the word capitals on your hat upside down?
Oh, don't even with this.
Wait, what do you mean? I had a real question. I've been wondering all show. Because how sometimes, like, the camera will do the bit where it flips your face.
Yes. I need to throw this hat away, okay? I really do. I'm going to give you the backstory. First of all, this hat stinks, okay? I can't stand this hat. Speaking of being an old person.
I'm about to say, as he's wearing it right now. Yeah. Like,
but this is the problem.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm about to be 100. I've been this entire segment, I've been 100, so just deal with it. This hat they gave away this year.
Mm-hmm.
It says capitals backwards and upside down. Now, the backwards part is not as big of a deal, because if you're doing selfie mode, I thought it was originally like so that people could shoot it in selfie mode and it looks good or whatever, which actually there'd be some merit to that, but it is upside down and backwards. So I had to look into this, and it became this huge thing during COVID, when the world was upside down, was the logic. And some creator, some person, I don't know how this all came about, started doing upside down logos for sports teams like this. Well, this was almost 5 years ago. It's still spreading like wildfire. Young people like it. I don't know why. It's a terrible hat.
Well, you like it. You're wearing the damn
hat. No, I don't. So here's the thing. So first of all, it's Caps gear.
Yeah.
If there's Caps gear, I probably own it, and I will rock it. But I really don't like this hat. I'm in my basement doing my show, and everyone in my house is sick, and I wasn't planning on leaving. But Darius will tell you, I do wear this hat occasionally. So, like, just the other day, I wore this hat out. Someone's like, oh, tell me about this Capitals hat. And this keeps coming up. That's why I'm saying I need to get rid of it or stop. Like, it's like sunglasses I can't get rid of. Do you remember the Jeff Foxworthy bit where he's like, I pay $2 for sunglasses. I'm like looking over a cruise ship. I drop them into the water, and a mermaid brings them back to me. Like, did you drop your $2 glasses? Like, you just can't get rid of them, right? This hat is everywhere. Whenever I need a hat, I like look to my left, and my kid's like, Dad, do you want a hat? And he just hands it to me. It's like in my shotgun seat in my car when I don't have a hat. So, like, every time I need to put a hat on, this is the hat that I find right away. I've got 1,000 of them.
You love this hat.
I don't.
Secretly.
But
I don't even think it's
hat.
A secret at this point.
Yeah, so I don't understand it. It's upside down. It's backwards. They gave it away to game. I got it for free. At the time, I was like, this is kind of interesting. And it's just like more and more as I wear it now. And every time I have to tell the story, I decide.
You
look
so annoyed when I was about – as soon as I said, what's up with your – you immediately got annoyed.
This is a sign that I've worn it too much. I mean, I've probably had like 10 people ask me about this hat in the last 2 weeks.
That's tough.
And every time I either – like what I'm going to start doing is endorsing it. I'm going to be like, dude, my favorite hat. Love it.
Yeah.
Google it. Like this means the world was upside down in COVID. That's what it means. And I'm just going to act like I like it. It's way easier. But I don't understand the point of this ad. I think on a scale of like 1 to 2 hashtags on Twitter for teams, this ad is right in the middle. It's better than those, but it's, you know, it's not.
It's a nice beige color I see right there, too. I like
it. The hat is beautiful. It's like, it just put the C. If it just spelled capitals correctly, now we got something.
That's tough.
Now we're cooking with grease. This is the laziest week, by the way, in the world. You ever notice that? That week between Christmas and New Year's Day.
Yeah.
The people that at work are kind of at work. I mean, maybe if you've got a job where you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're a pilot. You don't get to just, like, half-ass it. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
For this, yeah.
Thank God.
Totally agree.
I saw, by the way, now I'm off on a tangent, but there was this story that came out where a pilot released either his contract or some type of negotiation or something, and people saw what pilots make, and they're, like, taken aback and shocked that pilots are making, like, $500,000 a year or something.
Yeah, what the hell do you expect? They literally fly this big bird that carries hundreds of people at a time. And
well, this was my
they can't mess
I'm
up.
Like, wait a second. You're bothered by this?
Yeah, like what?
This person has 200 people's lives or more, like, in their hands constantly, hours upon hours, several times a week, and you want them to be paid minimum wage?
Yeah.
Or, you want $22 an hour?
That's
is that
a
what
bad
you're
bit.
Hoping for?
Yeah, pay them like a board op.
I
that's
did not
incredible.
Understand the reaction to that at all.
Me either.
But anyway, where was I going with that? Oh, such a lazy week. So, like, if you're doing a job where you can, a lot of people are going to mail it in. A lot of people are going to take off. I'm off next week. Going to hang out with the kids, take them to a couple movies. It's going to be fun. But I just think about that all the time. If there's ever a week that's the least productive, where you're just at your absolute kind of laziest, nubbiest, it's got to be this one. Especially, it's that ultimate week of last week of school feel, I think. Because, like, January 1st, I'm going to start fresh.
Right.
I'm
the brand new me.
I got my resolutions, yeah. And I'm going to lose weight, and I'm going to do this and that. And so this week is like the, this is the last time I'll eat my cake for a while, and this is the last time I'll go eat fried wings or whatever. So people are just, they're eating terrible all week. They're partying all week. They're drinking probably, going out and about. There's less work, and I don't know. I've just always felt like this was, like, the ultimate lazy week.
This in the lead into Thanksgiving, because it's always on a Thursday, so that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I mean, you don't want to talk about mailing it in. You are FedExing it in, honestly, like, with the little work that people do. For us, I feel like because it is, like, the heart of the NFL season, we're actually a little bit more dialed in. And obviously we mix in skits and bits. You guys have the food draft, and we talk about Christmas and presents and all that. But, like,
right.
we don't really have that luxury during this time of year, because this is really when things are picking up.
It's true. Business booms in the NFL. We're headed toward the playoffs or whatever. But, yeah, it's just you're a few days away from the jump start. It feels like, you know, you're getting out of school. You know, New Year's Day, it all starts over. We're going back.
Right.
So you got these last few days. Speaking of which, all right, resolutions that are the hardest to keep. I was thinking about this.
I got one.
So what's the thing you always say you're going to do that you don't actually do? So I'll just take a couple easy ones right off the top. Everyone always says they're going to lose weight start of the new year. This is the year I'm going to get into shape. I'm going to drop the LBs. Most people are not actually doing it. Or if you do, you're going to, you know, gain it back or whatever. So that's the easiest one, I would say. What is the resolution most popular that doesn't get met? It's got to be losing weight. Along those lines, I would say eating healthier. I'm going to stop eating fast food. I'm going to stop anywhere with a drive-through, whatever. Like, I'm not doing that. 2 weeks goes by. You're busy. Well, I'll do it once. Next thing you know, slippery slope.
Yeah.
Exercising more. I know so many people who will start, like, first 6 days of the new year, like, every day. You're in the gym. You're doing this. You get your membership. They skyrocket. Do you actually keep exercising?
Yeah.
That's going to be the grind. That's the challenge. So I thought of those. What else do you think are the hardest things where everyone says, all right, start of the new year, I'm going to do this, and then I don't actually go through with it? And if people want to hop in on this, they can. 800-636-1067. Hardest resolution to keep.
For me, and I wonder how many, you know, folks out there in my age group, maybe you could even relate to this too, Grant. It's kind of different because you got a wife and kids. So I always am like, man, I'm going to start cooking. Because, like, I know the financial benefits of going to the grocery store instead of stopping at Chick-fil-A, America's most, you know, favorite expensive snack. I get it, but, like, it's just so convenient, and, like, I don't like washing dishes, and I think the dishwasher doesn't actually, you know, wash the dishes properly. By the way, real quick on that, are you a hand washer or dishwasher type of guy?
hand wash. Now, they're going in the dishwasher after, but I was raised in a household by Dennis Edward Paulson, who made you wash the dishes entirely before they went into the dishwasher. Like, I wish I lived in a house where you could just take the food, eat, like, gross crust on the food, like, plate, and put it in the dishwasher. Uh-uh. You're running it under the sink, you're scrubbing it clean, and then it goes in the dishwasher.
I agree.
And as I've gotten older, it's like, what was the point of even having a dishwasher?
That's how I feel.
I could have just dried the damn thing.
Runs up that water bill.
That's right. But I'm still to this day, you scrape the dishes off to the point where they're almost, you know, nothing on them. Then you scrub them with a, you know, whatever you got, Brillo pad, sponge, you know. I like the things with the handles that, like, you fill up with the soap on it. And then, you know, you throw it in the dishwasher after.
I don't have a lot. It feels like you hit them all. Like, the weight loss thing is big, going to the gym all of a sudden, and then you do it for a week and a half and you're out.
I always think about this, and then I'm like, damn, I can't do it. Saving money or spending less money.
Yeah. Everything costs.
I always am like, you know what? Look at this. I don't need this app, or I don't need, and I'll even go through sometimes, like, on my own Rocket Mortgage or something. And I'll be like, I'm cutting this, cutting this, cutting this. Next thing you know, I want the Pro Football Reference subscription so I can compare this team to the 2024 team or whatever. Next thing you know, I'm on PFF, like, it'd be nice to be elite to get some of the numbers on these college guys. You know, I'm just adding a bunch of things left and right. I think saving money is really hard. One of the things I saw on a list of the hardest resolutions to keep was a lot of people, and this one seems dated just because I don't even know what percentage of people smoke anymore. Probably more than I think. But quitting smoking.
Oh, quitting cigarettes or something like that? Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be just almost impossible. Like, I can relate with my own vices, you know, my sugar and
once you're in it, you're in it type of thing, you know?
Oh, yeah. But that's probably one. Like, here's a relatable one for a lot of drinking.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't mean, like, drinking all the time or having a real problem, but, like, people that are just like, you know, I don't need to go out as often as I do, or I could save money, or I don't need to drink every time I go out. That's a hard one, because then you're out with your buddies, and you're like, life of the party guy.
Woo!
Here we go.
Yeah, yeah. I tried to do the, I did it this summer, and it worked, and then I saw results and immediately started eating the bad things again. But, like, eliminating rice and bread and stuff like that, in today's day and age, it's impossible.
Oh, it is amazing when you cut carbs.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty intensely, how fast the weight falls off. Now, what's funny is if you have, like, a nutrition guy on, like Logan is this way, Logan Paulson. I saw him at the Commanders game the other day. He had a plate of food, and I'm like, bro, you're eating. Like, that's amazing. He's like, carbs are good for you, man. He's like, carbs are fine. People give him a bad rap. I'm like, but you have such a, like, you eat that.
Yeah.
And then you've been to the gym this morning for 3 hours, and you'll go train with NFL tight ends for 2 hours. And then he does this bit where he pushes a tire from Reston to Ashburn each morning at like 4:30 in the morning or something.
Are you doing a bit, or is
Logan
insane?
No, I'm making that up completely. Well, but he might as well.
Knowing, like, who we're talking about, yeah.
Right, that's the kind of stuff we're doing. He like chops down trees with his hands, it's crazy. Without an axe. But, like, for me, if I eat that, then I just sit and talk to you for 5 hours. See what I'm saying?
It does not burn the same way.
I'm done with that. I go upstairs and I sit and I watch Hard Knocks or 3 hours of football. Then I watch. I have to watch New Mexico and Minnesota because what if I didn't watch that? You know, and so, and then when that's over, there's like a Arizona directional team that's probably playing. And what if I didn't sit here and be fat for 3 hours? So that's very different than what Logan does. So, yes, he's right. Like, if you're active and you know, you're in the gym for 19 hours, you can probably eat whatever you want. I'm sure everything's great for him.
You just
pop
me.
Feeding the beast.
It's such a bad rap. Like, come on, Logan. Let's be real here.
I eat that. It just, like, sticks to me for a week.
For whatever reason.
What's the line from Adam Sandler in Big Daddy? He's like, I ate a milkshake and my butt jiggled for a week or something. It's like,
great line. Ridiculous.
All right, well, put together your New Year's revolutions, as I call them, and make sure you're locked in for January 1. I won't be around you, but let's go, Linnell. Big year for you.
Trying to make it happen, man.
26 looming. We got a new gig on the Westwood One network.
Are you still trying
to keep going by youngest in charge?
Well, I officially found out I'm not the youngest, so that airs out of that balloon. No,
don't act like that's what's stopping you. You haven't been the youngest at our building for like 7 years.
It's been. Yeah. I've been working here for 7 years, but the point
you
is
you were
made.
The youngest for 4 weeks.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. The bosses seem to like it, so I may rock with it. I'm trying to, like, distance myself from it because I'm getting called out more and more as. the anger towards me from the fan base grows as I give honest commander takes.
But what happens when you're like 50 and the youngest in charge? That's going to be weird, right?
That'd be very strange. Hopefully, I can be the most paid in charge at 60.
Well, you got into the radio in the wrong era. Not that I timed it well either, but
you did all right for yourself.
The earlier the better, you know what I'm saying?
For sure. For sure.
There's a generation before us that timed it pretty well, and then there is us. But hey, God willing, let's do this.
I want to lose weight. If I'm being honest, I really do want to lose weight. I was saying it because I'm wearing this flannel thing today. Flannels just happen to make you look a little bigger, more lumberjack-like.
No, I think you look great. Looks like a good flannel.
It's a great flannel. I feel like a single-family townhome today instead of like an apartment.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I don't think you look like that at all. I think you...
That's just how I feel. It may not be how I look.
You look like a studio apartment.
I'm going for more of like a room.
Okay.
You know, I want to be more of
like you look like a room that someone rents in a grandma's basement.
I want to be a pantry. You know?
Oh. Okay.
A linen closet. You know what I'm saying?
You look like a half bathroom.
That's the nicest thing you said all day.
Yeah, there you
go. You look like a half linen bathroom.
Linen closet might be the way to go.
You know what I'm saying? It's a good little linen closet.
You look like a corner cubby where the water heater is kept.
You know what I'm saying? Not taking up too much space, but you know I'm there.
Boiler room, yeah.
It's crazy, though. It's hard to lose weight.
Oh, it is a grind, no doubt. All right, well, whatever you guys got, as you're thinking about your New Year's revolutions, perseverance, persistence, you got this. You can do it.
You're so motivational.
2026, the year where we all bat 1,000 on our revolution.
Hope Adam Peters bats 1,000 this offseason.
He's going to. He does not miss. Is De'Ron Payne a part of the Commander's future? That's next on Grant and Danny.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's like I'm at a rager.
This is the good stuff here. Let's get you ready for a little Nationals Park spring baseball game. We're going to party till we die on Grant and Danny. Linnell is in for Danny today. Football Friday, presented by Chiniga Mayos. 2025, top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. Darius, let it drop. There it is. All right, Linnell, Deron Payne's future.
Yeah.
I was in a place with him where because the contract is growing, because the cap number is getting so much bigger, I kind of wanted to get to an area where they could move on at the end of the year. I think that's part of why they envisioned the last two off seasons the way they did. They go out and they draft Johnny Newton. Then they sign Javon Kinlaw. And when they signed him, we felt like it was a lot of money. And I remember saying, look, they gave him $15 million, but the plan is obviously – D. Payne's not staying around here for the long term. Well, he's under contract next year still. They have a potential out, which could turn his four-year $90 million deal into a three-year deal for about $68 million. And if they do that, then this is the end of his road in Washington. They would have basically $30 million in dead cap money, but if they do it post-June 6th, there's a way to spread that out so that it's not as untenable and terrible. But if they keep him around, his massive $26 million cap number this year goes up even higher to $28 million next year. I said $30 million, by the way. It was $11 million in dead money next year. Sorry. Yeah. $30 million would have been this year. But the $11 million post-June, spread it out over 2 years, it'd be less than, I think, $5.5 million per. It would actually not be that bad. So they could move on from him, cut him, and say, you know, we could save $17 million by releasing him, pay the dead cap money, and that's – you know, a good part of a really good receiver contract, or there's your, you know, over half of your edge rusher on money or something like that. Here's the problem. Kinlaw, while as good as really good, as a run stopper, has issues occasionally. He's been somewhat inconsistent, I would say. And Johnny Newton, that is a weakness. We talked about what a great game he had against the Cowboys rushing the quarterback, the hope that he could turn into something as a pocket pusher in the pass rush game. But he's undersized, has struggled against the run. So when Payne hasn't been out there like in this game against Dallas, they've really had problems, man. So I don't know that they're in a place where they can let him walk. He's still good enough, maybe their best defensive player, to the point where they might have to keep him around at $28 million.
There's just no chance at that number, Grant. I hear what you're saying because I'm barking up the same tree, right? I look at what he does best right now, I think, is stopping the run. And this is weird, Grant. I don't know how you feel about ESPN run stop win rate rankings and metrics, and like if that's valid to you or not.
I mean, it's info, nothing's gospel, but it's data. It's better than not knowing it.
So via ESPN's run stop win rate rankings, Deron Payne ranks sixth amongst defensive tackles and run stops. PFF has him within the top 20 of run stops, and Kinlaw is actually number 11 in the NFL, which shows you where this is. I think the bigger point with the entire D tackle room, including Deron Payne, Grant, they don't do anything consistently enough. There's, and this is the thing in the conversation we'll have about Johnny Newton. Let's say you play, there are 46 snaps you play as a defensive tackle and you have three sacks. Well, what did you do on the other 43 snaps? And that could drastically impact how you're viewed. That's how I feel about Deron Payne. I think there's no doubt about it. Like yesterday you saw it. No Payne, no Eddie Goldman. Like you're going to feel that. Those are your best two run defenders. I don't know, like for him, when I hear that he's the highest cap hit on the team, Grant, it just doesn't sit right with me because he's not that impactful.
It is not ideal. I agree with you. And this is kind of like the running back conversation we just had.
Yeah.
In a perfect world, do you want to do better than Bill and Rodriguez? Of course. In a perfect world, do you want to pay Deron Payne $28 million? Should he be their highest paid player? No. But you've already paid it. So now you're talking about eating $11 million to save the 17 to not have him around, right? Everyone says, well, how could you be saving 17 and eating 11? Well, just do the math, right? Yeah. His cap number is $28 million. So if they cut him, they still basically think of it this way. They still have to pay him $11-plus million to not be here.
Right.
So that's dead money that he doesn't get that no one else can get. But you would be paying him $28. So you're saving 17 by only paying him 11 to not play for you. So it's 11 to not play for you or 28 to play for you. I don't think it's untenable. I think he has played at a very high level for the most part. I think who's better than him on their defense? Is he the best player on their defense? I think he is.
Yeah, I would say so, probably.
Now, it's a bad defense that doesn't have enough stars.
Yeah.
He's not going to the Pro Bowl, but I think he's played at a fringe Pro Bowl level. Would you disagree with that?
I don't know if I could go that far. Just because the
Would you be shocked if he made the Pro Bowl?
Yes, I'd be stunned. You would. I'd be stunned. I just think the down-in, down-out consistency is not there, and I think you can say that about the entire defense. So, like, I don't want to get on him too hard. The question was asked by Liam Griffin to Cliff Kingsbury. What was Josh Johnson's superpower? What's Deron Payne's superpower? We thought he could rush the passer.
Well, when he got paid, it was pass rush.
And that's just clearly not what he is, though, you know?
Correct.
So if you're,
for people that don't know, you know this, but his sack numbers, like, guess the year that happened right before he got his huge contract. Here's his sack totals year by year. 5, 2, 3, 4.5, 11.5. 4, 4, and 2. Which one do you think came right before the monster contract? Tackles for loss, ready? 6, 3, 7, 6, 18, 13, 15, 13, 5, 6.
Yeah.
Everything was the best that it's ever been as a pass rusher. So that's what got him paid. That's not necessarily what he's doing now. He's got 2 sacks this year. But I think he does occasionally take over drives. He does, like, there's these drives where first down batted ball, second down pressure incomplete, third down hit on the quarterback, and they got off the field, and you're like, damn, that's why you pay this guy. So is $28 million what he should cost? No. But this is not how it works. When you're going to go buy a house in a few years, Linnell, you're not going to get to pay what you want to pay. The market just says, hey, this house that you want is $687,000. You're going, really? I got to put money into this house. How could that possibly be the case? This house should cost $479. And they go, well, that's cool, but do you want it or you don't?
Yeah.
And that's where we're at with Deron Payne. I have all year long said I'd like to get out of that deal, and I still would, but I think they keep him at that number. But the other thing is, think about it. They already have a ton of space. They have shown no willingness or interest in using all the space that they have. At any point in the last couple years anyway, they don't, like, they just roll money over. So are they going to free up $17 million more when they have top 3 space to allocate? It'd be great to spend that money.
How would
Do you really think they're going to spend all the money they have as it is?
No.
They have not done that at any point.
The other option is a potential trade. How much of the money left? Well, he has no more guaranteed money. So, like, how would that work from a trade standpoint?
Because let me look that up.
I do think there's potential value in terms of, like, recouping the 4th-round pick from the Tunsil deal. Like, I'm not saying you're going to get a 2nd. You're damn sure not getting a 1st. You're damn sure not getting a 3rd. But, like, if you told me Washington got a 4th and a future 6th for Deron Payne, like, okay.
So I think they would have to eat the dead money.
So, like, the $11 million.
Which is $11 million to trade him.
Which is
no different, really, than cutting him. Which is what they should do. The problem is somebody taking on that contract. 1 year at 28. I think you could get someone to extend him.
And, yeah, make it
make
sense.
And then the number's more tenable because they'll bring the cap number this year way down. It's not like he's, you know, 34 years old or anything.
Brent, but the bigger picture conversation, we were talking about this with tight end in terms of, well, the Ben Sinnott, why do you bring back John Bates if you think Ben Sinnott can turn into John Bates? Look at what they've invested at defensive tackle. Now, I know they did not pay Deron Payne, but in the defensive tackle room, you have the highest paid player on the team. You have a guy and his running mate in Kinlaw that's making $15 million per, and you have a fringe first-round pick spent there, yet you're awful at, one, getting to the quarterback from the interior, and then, two, rushing or stopping the run. So, like, what's the disconnect that I'm missing here? Because, like, I think that's egregious. That's the thing I was, like, kind of hot under the collar about post-game, because it's like, well, damn, man. We were sold on this bill of goods last year that, like, the run defense was bad because we needed to get bigger. You paid Kinlaw $15 million. Obviously, you had the injury to Dietrich Wise. Something that was a strong point for you last year is now a weakness all of a sudden.
I think they've been worse, though, at the edges than they have downhill right between the tackles.
It's not what they told Matt Ryan and Nate Burleson yesterday. They couldn't stop saying it. Washington's right. Had this problem with downhill runs. And
by the way, their run defense right now is 28th in yards per play at 4.81 and 30th in yards per game at 145.7 after an offseason of spending to fix that and talking about it. Last year, do you know what they ranked in run defense?
Probably like 26th.
28th in yards per play and 30th in yards per game. Yeah. The exact same rankings.
Here's the other one that gets me,
year
Grant.
Over year. By the way, just comparing,
mm-hmm.
last year they gave up 137 a game and 4.7 a pop. This year, worse, 4.8 a pop and 145 a game. I think the Wise injury killed them. Yeah. The edge position has killed them because now you've got like Jacob Martin, who's mostly a pass rusher. Von Miller is mostly a pass rusher. They can't set the edge. But they're worse out there than they are inside at tackle. Kinlaw is also – he is one of the most complicated guys to me to, like, explain how I feel.
Yeah.
His good is so damn good, and he makes so many loud, splashy, awesome, noticeable, like, impact plays. You see it constantly. But there are a lot of, like, the subtle plays where they gave up 7 or 9 where you're like, oh, did he dart in there? Was that a bad run fit? Like, what's going on? So – someone smarter than me would have to get to the bottom of that. But, like, I would trade several of those bad plays for some of the really good TFLs that he makes at the line of scrimmage or whatever.
You're just not getting it on a consistent enough basis with him. And I think for him, like, the football gods, like, blessed him and they didn't. He's 6'5", 330, Grant. Like, he was built in a laboratory. He is the biggest football player I've ever stood next to.
Oh, he's massive.
But at defensive tackle, that is so... or such a disadvantage, rather, because he stands up straight out of his stance every time. When he gets fatigued, you really see that happen a lot. It's just, it's hard to watch a man of that size get moved, and this is no exaggeration, 8 yards off the ball by a double team. Like that, I don't care how big you are, how small you are. There are like certain commandments of playing the run. I would rather you just fall, right? Like just fall.
So, yeah, I agree. I get the frustration. I don't think that's happening 8 yards off the ball. Like obviously that's extreme. Very often. But your point is understood, which is you're too big to not win. I just think, generally, they drafted Newton where they did at 36. That has been a disappointment. I think they would like if they had a chance to get out of or still do the deal with Kinlaw that they did, I don't think they would undo it. I think they're probably happy with what he's given them this year. But the two of them together, if that was the plan of, like, that's your D-line and you can get out of pain, that did not come to fruition.
No.
They can't do that. Because you could go find another Eddie Goldman who's just a gigantic dude to put in the formation in a rotation who's been good. You can find Sheldon Day or whatever for your rotation. But those two as a tandem, like, you're going to get gashed because Newton's undersized. So I don't think they have a choice with Daron Payne unless you want to trade him. Get picks or whatever, but now you've created another significant need. You already have edge where they need probably at least one legitimate starter, if not two really good players. You're getting Armstrong back. They have at least one significant upgrade needed at linebacker, if not two. They need another corner. They might need a safety. Like there is a ton. That's just the defense, by the way.
Right.
And I'm not talking about, like, let's go get a one-year deal to bring some jag in here. I'm saying where you want good football players at those spots.
Yeah.
So can you add D-tackle to that is a big question. Linnell's in for Danny. It's Grant and Danny taking you up to 6:30 on the Fan.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Friday on Grant and Danny, presented by Chenega Myos, a 2025 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. Linnell is in for Danny today. Show's brought to you, as always, by our friends, the law firm Condori and Murrah. They'll help you with your last will and testament, putting together a living trust, or getting a medical power of attorney lined up. Schedule a consultation with them to take care of important paperwork. They'll make it seamless. KMLawyers.com. Sent my folks to them. They've taken care of members of my family. They will take care of you. KMLawyers.com. They'll give you a discount if you mention the show. Have you been following at all this Michigan coaching search, Linnell?
Yeah, and I mean, the firing of Moore was ridiculous with all the allegations and all that. But no, I like Whittingham for them because Utah's got some Michigan to them. If that makes sense in terms of like play style and what they want to be.
Sneaky works out for them a little bit. For people who have not heard this, I mean, we've had it in the updates all day long, but Kyle Whittingham has agreed to a 5-year deal to become Michigan's next head coach, according, I think it was Pete Thamel of ESPN who broke the news, but it's all over the place now. The deal got announced today and is going to be formalized by the team, and they'll iron out all the details here into the night. But Whittingham, 66, he's older than I thought he was, but he had a ton of success at Utah. 177-88 record. He's been there for 21 seasons. Did you realize that?
I did not. That's not bad, though. Like, ending up with like a proven coach like him. They're in a terrible situation, they were.
Yes.
With that happening to Coach Moore, and obviously it's bad. We don't got to get into the details. But to be able to get a guy with his pedigree, that's all right.
I think the fact that two straight coaches have left there in shambles, like reputationally.
Yeah.
I mean, now I say that. I mean, Harbaugh took an NFL job where he's winning and is really good at coaching still, so he'll be fine. He could win a Super Bowl ring. But he basically was running, it seemed like, from what was coming down the pike. Then you get Sharon Moore, and that's literal shambles. I mean, he was in a jail cell and a, you know.
Grant, when those reports came out, I didn't even think it was real. I was on overtime that night, and me and Wes were breaking down. I didn't even think it was real.
No, it was an all-time. Sports meets TMZ kind of insanity.
Yeah.
Lifetime TV. Poor scary Glenn Coast thing. Close thing. But like orange jumpsuit videos, pictures. Like, I mean, it was ugly.
Yeah.
But you have two straight coaches leave in that way. And on top of that, the timing of it. Everyone had already hired their coaches. Exactly. The interview processes at these other places were over. And then you start to hear, I think they probably wanted a few guys that stayed. You know, I think like Dillingham at Arizona State would have been a really good hire.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could make the call to the big boys like a Marcus Freeman and Kalen DeBoer, Alabama.
You're Michigan to that point,
yeah.
You know?
But none of them were taking the bait, and it was late in the program. And what really screwed them, I think, is a lot of these kids have already entered the portal and made their decisions. Yeah. And so, like, you're just too late in the calendar to interest a guy like a DeBoer to leave Alabama.
Yeah.
So I thought they were going to get left holding the bag, and they'd have to basically wear it for a year with someone just trying to duct tape everything together and then swing for the fences next year. But if that was the backdrop of, like, the floor of what could have been, this is
looking
a
sweet.
Grand slam.
Looking sweet. You know,
Kyle Whittingham, this would have been a good hire in a normal cycle, I would say. I'm not going to say spectacular, but I think it would have been a good hire, and it's a huge, huge hire, considering the timing of it all.
Do you consider it strange that he was at Utah for 21 years? Why hasn't he wanted to make the jump to a bigger, more bigger named brand program? Because he could coach clearly. Like, it could get
great question.
And when you can recruit like he can to get really good talent, because they've got NFL talent all across. Yep. To come to Utah.
They were perfect in 08. They were 13-0. Like, it's not new that he's had a program that was nationally renowned.
Right.
I mean, you're talking about 17 years ago. They went 13-0. He would have been a hot commodity. That's actually a really good question. Don't have a good answer for you. I wonder. I mean, some guys are loyal. Some guys are just comfortable.
Yeah, that's true.
I also think when he stepped aside, I don't know if he resigned or whatever the terminology was, but he left Utah going back a week and a half or whatever that was ago. My first thought was, is he in on the Michigan job? But that was not reported. That was not what people were thinking. It's not like he's leaving Utah. Now he's going to possibly go to Michigan. So I wonder how it came about. Did he leave Utah knowing he was interviewing for Michigan? Did he step aside because he was kind of done, and then Michigan came with an offer he couldn't refuse? And he's like, damn, I get to be the head coach at Michigan and make this money. And it was just like, yeah, I might as well cash in here. Or how did – I want to know what the timeline was of his exit, too. I'm just interested.
How much money did Michigan kick him? Because holy cow, like, he's got all the leverage.
What do you think?
I wouldn't be surprised if it comes out he's in the top 10 highest paid coaches in college football.
He has to be.
Has to be.
Based both especially on the fact that it's Michigan.
Yes.
So the expect, like, if you go 4-8 next year, everyone wants you fired. Yeah. So, like, when you take a job like that, just heavy lies the crown type jobs, you're going to make a lot of money.
Right.
But also, their desperation, reeking of having no options.
Yeah.
So as we're saying, this saves face for them. If he's not going there, you're going to make a hire more than likely in the end that does not look good.
Yeah.
He saves you from that. That's worth something.
It's got to be. So good for him. I hope he's able to be scandal-free there. I hope like nothing just all of a sudden comes up with him.
He seems let's break like a the good tradition.
Guy. Yeah, right.
Things I think. NFL edition. Also, what's going on with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore? This column that came out of the Ravens beat was pretty incredible over the last few days. We'll delve into that as well. We're taking you up to 6:30 on The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.